Okay.
Wow.
She's breaking.
Popping and locking.
Stop talk.
Whoa. Sit down, but we want to introduce our guest.
We are with Brian Cook's favorite comic, Jan Davidson.
Jan, did you know that Brian Cook is our number one fan of this podcast?
I didn't know that.
And he made us a fan.
He made her a fan.
Oh yeah, I put it in my bag. I'll show you after.
He made you a fan of what?
It's a fan, just a fan. Like,
oh, he made you a fan.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Because he's our number one fan.
So, he's the only person that's listening to the podcast.
That is not true. That is not true. The guy from Breaking also listens to it.
So talk about anything but no crap about Brian Cook. No.
No, because he's our number one fan. Why would
he loves this podcast. Yeah. He yelled at both of us when we stopped. But we're back!
He's already on his way writing a fan letter about this particular episode. It's been bugging us to have you on since before we started the podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see. Oh, but...
We'll post that picture on our Tumblr of what we showed Jan. Jan is our friend and very, very funny comic. And she's our guest.
Yes.
Our first guest.
And she's been on Ferguson, Last Comic Standing. She was Nickelodeon's...
Fifth funniest mom. In America.
And that's
not internationally.
Oh, was there an international? Was there a universe?
Yeah. Are you Miss Funniest Mom Universe?
Is it really an accurate competition if, like, I have the other form funny moms in my social? Like, if I can get together with funny mom number four whenever I want it. Like, is that, like,
well,
an accurate?
Who were the other ones?
Janine was number four. I'm five.
Who was 1, 2, 3?
You don't even know their names?
Yeah, I do. Number one was Vicky Barbalak. Do you know who that is?
Oh, God, I love her.
So maybe it is. Yeah, maybe there is. Number two, I think, is Kathy Ladman.
Vicky and I got wasted in a hotel room once together.
Oh, hell yeah. Funny mom's getting wasted.
And Pat Kandaris. Pat Kandaris.
Jackie's a mom.
I'm not a mom.
Jack is a mom.
Do you know
I'm a mom of a plant.
Hey, do you know Pat Kandaris from New York?
I do not.
Oh, she's great.
Is she?
Yes.
You're a funny mom, though, Jan. Jan is one of the funniest comics. She's one of my favorite comics of all time.
Same. The very first time I saw you perform, I was like, who is this? I need to know everything. And I'm
really?
Not joking. Yeah, it was at the Wild Thistle when it used to be the Wild Thistle.
Now it's Lobster and Beer.
Yeah. And I remember just watching and being like, is anyone else seeing this? But everyone else is already seeing it because we were all watching you.
Would you pinch yourself and you're like, am I dreaming?
Yeah. No, I remember being really sleep deprived and hanging out with our friend Amber Tozer. And she brought me. And then I wasn't really paying attention because I was so tired. And then you got on and I was like, wow, I'm awake.
Thank you.
Yeah, you were great.
Oh, I'm like coffee.
Yeah, you are like coffee.
I'm like a good...
And I love coffee. I drank some. I might have to shit mid-pod, but no worry. Jackie has the reins.
I got it.
Jan, when did you start stand-up?
Oh, like 1999? Were you even born then?
I was born in 89.
So you were 10 when you were 10 years old.
When I was 10.
When you were watching...
I liked Pokemon.
Oh, so did my...
Yeah. So I was watching Pokemon when you were...
So did my son.
Telling jokes.
How old are your children?
Pokemon.
That's exactly how they say it.
You teach me and I teach you Pokemon. Gotta catch them all.
Oh, God. I am so impressed. What's and touched.
Well, also, Jan just played Pokemon Go for... She was the last one still playing.
That's true. I was the last man.
Yeah, you're still playing it now?
They tried to get me back. Today they sent me a push alert.
Topical. They say something today. I remember you got mad at me because I wasn't playing.
Yeah.
And I was like, my phone's broken, but it works now.
And then, yeah.
But now no one's playing, so
they pushed alert me and told me that there are some serious legendary Pokemons available. And I was like, oh, all right.
You didn't care anymore.
I didn't care anymore.
You were so into it last time.
It sucked a lot of time. I could be reading Apartment Therapy.
Oh, she loves apartment therapy.
What's that?
I should tag you in some of the articles.
I forgot about it already.
She told me
about it last week.
What's apartment therapy?
It's a blog.
It's a blog that's gone. It's just a blog that's gone, you know, a blog that's gone big time.
Oh, okay.
She told me about it, and I already forgot it.
Like, why do you
apartment therapy is like El Decor, but achievable.
Oh, okay.
And not only that, but apartment therapy has an offshoot called Kitchen, which is about food and entertaining. It's also just about like lifestyle. It's like a magazine, but it's coming at me every day with new stuff.
That
I like it all, and I literally like it.
Oh, okay.
When I see it on social media,
I hit that like button.
I do, because I want my feed to be all apartment therapy and no
politics.
No, even just people ranting.
No one's update on like, hey, I got a new job.
Or asking about their shows.
Yes. Or saying, it's been a rough couple of weeks, but
Joey's
doing better. Just left the hospital, that kind of thing. I'm like, do I know this person?
I find myself
going in deep to the Facebook hole to find out what happened to Joey. Why is he in the hospital?
Right.
We're thinking of your family. And they never say what happened.
I hate that vague shit. Or when someone checks in on the hospital on Facebook and then they say, I hope I get out soon. It's like, well, why are you there? You're just fishing for questions.
So anyway.
You're playing the victim.
I also took Facebook and put it in the back of my phone.
Oh, so you have to go and find it?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
And I don't get any push alerts anymore?
Oh, yeah, I never do that.
I've never gotten push
alerts. Oh, yeah, yeah. I love my push alerts. I get them about everything.
I never get them except for, like, Instagram.
I get them for my calorie counting app. It's like, you didn't count your calories today.
That's rude. I don't want that reminder.
Yeah, I'm just inundated.
I only get
it
for Instagram, that's it.
I only get it for Gmail.
But now I feel like I should turn it off.
Gmail and text messages.
This is such an interesting...
I'm such an interesting podcast guest.
Huh?
Are you kidding me? You were the number one requested.
He's the number one fan.
Yeah, he's our number one fan. We respect him the most and value his opinion.
Well, this question should be at the end, but I'm going to ask you now, what are you going to do with your Zap sticker?
Oh, yeah, we're giving you a free Zap sticker.
No way.
Yeah, what are you going to do with it?
I never know what to do with stickers.
You can put it on your bike. Your new helmet, that looks really expensive.
You know,
it would be an honor, Jen. You know what? I'll put it on there for you.
Yeah, you know what?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no, but I know that there is a home for it somewhere. Maybe I should put it in my comedy notebook.
Yeah.
Yes, comedy.
I'm going to do it. It's going to be on my comedy
notebook.
We're
going to take a photo and put it on our blog.
Awesome.
Just to prove that you did it.
Where's your blog?
Tumblr.
You do have one. Oh,
yes. So we're in the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's your free sticker for being our guest.
So what are the topics in the bullet?
I wanted to know, what did you want to be when you were a kid? Like, what did you want to be when you grew up? Like, what was your career?
Oh, I wanted to be a ballerina.
Oh.
And then, because I just wanted to be on stage and be beautiful and have people look at me. And then I was in first grade, and Carla DeBona was drawing a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
Carla DeBona is your classmate?
Yes.
Okay.
And she...
wasn't your imaginary friend?
Wasn't your teacher.
She was real.
Did you have an imaginary friend?
No, but I had a doll I talked to.
Okay. Did you have an imaginary friend?
Probably. I can't remember the name.
I had one.
Yeah, I had to have a tangible. So. I talked to a doll.
I'm pretty sure I did. Yeah.
And the doll talked back.
Oh, wow. Oh. Did you do...
Did that doll...
Anyway. I hadn't finished my story yet.
Please.
Carla DeBona was drawing a picture.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what is that? I was like, oh, you're like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I was like, oh, do you want to be, it was a woman on stage. And I was like, oh, do you also want to be a ballerina?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, no, this is an actor. Or an act. She didn't say actor. She said actress. No, actress.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, I don't have to dance.
You had an epiphany. I can just like first grade.
Just do nothing. Like I can.
That's so great. You found that out early in life. You're like, I don't have to train.
This fucking bullshit.
Wow. That's,
oh my god.
You owe her something.
I was like, yeah, but I still went to dance classes for many more years.
Did you like them?
I never liked them. It was a chore.
Oh.
And I'm not graceful. And when I became a freshman in high school, I lucked out and I got the lead in the play.
Mm-hmm.
The height in the drama
Congrats.
Club.
What was the play?
Arsenic and Old Lace.
I don't know what that is.
It's two little old women. And they.
And you were the lead, little old woman?
Yeah. And there were two sisters and one and a girl who was a senior
uh-huh.
was one of the sisters. And I got the part of the other sister.
Congrats.
So, yeah.
Huge.
Huge. Yeah. It was a coup. Yeah. I was a freshman. Came out of nowhere.
Damn. Just on top.
Knocked their socks off
yeah.
at Mahlon Catholic High School. The auditorium was on fire.
I believe
when that. When I read my sides.
Yeah.
So I had to go and tell Miss Millie, my dance teacher,
mm-hmm.
can't do dance this year. I mean, I was, at that point, I was 4 days a week.
That's too much.
Doing dance, and I was like, Miss Millie, I can't dance. I got the lead in the play, and she was like, that's fantastic.
Yes,
oh, good for you. Go ahead. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
She was happy you weren't
dancing.
She was
encouraging. Oh my God. She was like eight years of me. And she was
that's
like,
a long time with anyone.
She, the joy, the lift, and her... like the breath.
Wow. So you remembered that forever?
Yeah, that she was like, good for you!
Are there any other times in your life that you felt that somebody was really happy that you were removed from their life?
When I quit cleaning houses. And I had to tell everybody I wasn't going to be their house cleaner anymore. Everybody was like, we're so excited for you.
They were so happy.
That's wonderful. I was like, well, I just took a customer service job. They were like, oh my God, I see big things.
I think they sound encouraging.
Yeah, everybody was too. I had a couple, the lovely couple who helped me with my career.
Wow.
With like enthusiasm because they wanted me to not be cleaning.
That's so encouraging.
And they just didn't know. You know, cleaning ladies are a tough thing. When you sign up for that once a week or.
I don't even like cleaning my own mess. Let alone someone
else's.
Oh,
it's easy. It's easier to clean someone's.
No.
It's much easier.
It's such a chore to clean my own place.
Jackie.
It's so small.
Oh, I did it with her before.
You did it.
Yeah, I believe that, but did more of
if
the work
you weren't,
than Primrose.
If you weren't an up-and-coming entertainment...
I am an up-and-coming.
Yeah, if you weren't an up-and-coming entertainment hotshot and you knew me 6 years ago, you would also be a house cleaner.
Everybody.
I can be one now.
Every comic.
Every comic
was
a house...
Was Brian Cook a
No.
He wasn't?
No. No.
But a lot of guys were doing it too.
Guys, yeah,
guys who then had Comedy Central TV shows.
Yeah, we're not going to name names, but
we're naming names and we're not editing. Just
people, yeah, many People who have cleaned house with me have gone on to do a lot of...
I don't think less of anyone that cleans a house, though.
No, I know, but...
I would do it now.
They wouldn't want everybody to know, but they...
Right.
People who did very well for themselves.
Say when you walked in today, right? Say when you walked in today. You walked in, and Tracy and I were just sitting on the couch... With one of my strap-ons on.
With two of her strap-ons on.
Each in a strap-on. What would your reaction have been?
I would think that you staged it for when I walked in.
Well, yeah. Damn it.
I know you guys too well.
Well, here's the thing. When I came, when I came over and I buzzed myself in, the door was already unlocked. So she was like, come in. So it wouldn't have been weird. So we would have done the same thing to you.
Yeah. I've been just sitting casually.
Yeah, but sitting there with strap-ons on, just talking James about our day. Yeah. What would you have done? Just
you would have known it was a joke?
I might have said, come on.
Oh.
I said that you would turn around and walk back out.
No.
I feel like you would scream, and if you had a bag, you'd throw it in the air.
It would have been jarring.
Right?
It would have been jarring, but it would have been not a surprise.
Damn really? I wish we did it. Yeah. I didn't want to do it because I didn't want to scare you.
But at the same time...
Why would that scare me? I've seen penises.
At the same time, though, it wouldn't have worked anyways because you didn't buzz in. We had, we had to go downstairs to get
them. We would have had to go downstairs with them the on, rack penises
which I
on.
Would have done and knocked things in. I would have tried to press the elevator open.
That's great.
I think I'm too short, though.
Yeah, I would have not... You have to do... There has to be more.
More than that? All right, well, that's good to know. All hey, Jen, do you
so
think
the next guest, we're going to be in full
strap-on.
Full strap-on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you do it here, it's going to be a problem.
Why?
Because you have to do that. It takes away, takes some of the air out of the fun if you have to go down and let them in.
I think it's funnier.
If we go down
downstairs with the strap-on on?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. My neighbors to see me walking around with a giant heart on.
I don't live here, so I don't care.
I think you've already probably made an impression.
Yeah.
On your neighbor, right? No, I've been very calm here. Mm. Well, there have been a few complaints. But my old apartment building.
That they would have already seen you.
I was just screaming. I had no respect for anybody. I would just scream off the deck.
But constantly. They were also.
And then
they
there
were
was
also
a,
screaming.
And then there
so
was a pool.
You weren't
I would get
out.
On the lounge chairs. I have one leg on one lounge chair, one leg on the other, jumping up and down, screaming in the middle of the thing.
Yeah, but you were just like everyone else. Like that would have been bad anyone's eye because that building
was
toxic.
I did scream more than anybody in the building.
Well, you screamed more than anyone then.
I think you were tame. Yeah. You were probably on the scale less crazy.
I was less crazy than everybody, but I was pretty loud.
Yeah.
I was one of the loudest.
But less crazy but I was considering, less crazy. Like, it's between, like, a 9 and a 10. Like, they're all 10 shoes.
They're 10.
Just so we're clear, Amber Tozer did not clean houses with me. Just so nobody starts spreading rumors. She never needs to clean a house with me.
Okay, good to know. She wrote a book, Silver Stick Figure.
She did.
Hey, Jan, do you think it's hot in here?
It's getting hot.
It is getting hot. That was a
should
question.
Should I put the air on?
Yeah.
Or should I open the door?
No,
that's just
I'm
a question.
Fine.
It's on the list.
Okay.
It's on the list.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Do you see that sword right
you
there?
You guys did a good job prepping
what
for the show.
What do you think this is?
What do you
it's
think that
nerf,
is?
It's a Nerf. He-Man?
Valor.
Valor? He's
I don't
another.
Know
we don't know what it means.
We don't know what it means. Jackie had that. It really distracted me.
Where
and
did you find it somewhere?
Someone gave it to me. Because speaking of that old apartment building, that's weird. We used to all spank each other with it. It's great for spanking.
Yeah, Jackie's spanking
so
me right now.
So I had it all the time. And then the guys who it was, he was like, Jackie, you have so much joy with that.
Just
how
for
you gonna keep it?
Just for all the listeners, it's a double-edged axe.
Yeah.
It's called a mace.
Yeah, but we want to know what a mace is.
It's so it's a Viking medieval looking, like He-Man.
I said Viking.
Imagine He-Man, but it's a Nerf mace.
But you do look happy with it. So
I am happy with it.
It was in the right hands. Yeah, look at her grow.
Yeah.
This is great for an audio podcast.
Yeah.
You walking around with
it. Do you think I should take it tonight?
And I like I hope that the snowball picks up the sound of her flip flop. Her fit flops. I admired her fit flops.
If they don't, I will go out of my way to edit them in more. Mm-hmm. And I mean, don't edit.
Should I take this to the show tonight?
Yeah. Yes. It was in her car for probably forever.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm going to put it back in.
Yeah. And then you just took it out. We have another question for Jan Davidson.
Here it comes.
What's the biggest lesson you've learned in life that you would give yourself, your younger self? And if it's hot in here, to like something really serious.
That's such a big question. I haven't learned it yet. What are you talking about?
Well, at this point in your life.
Yeah, at this point.
If you could, all right, you could put it different ways. Like, if you could give younger you any advice, what would it be? Or just like, what would be your biggest takeaway from your life so far?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be the ultimate thing. It could just be for right now. Live in the now. You're looking at me so confused.
I guess think bigger, like,
yeah.
Think bigger. And that's not
there's no wrong answer.
That's not even advice that I would give my younger self. It's advice that I have to give myself every day. Somebody laughed at me once because everything that I do or achieve or even just my daily life, that's something one day I just dreamed of.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Elaborate.
Like living in LA is something I just fantasized about.
Same.
And living, and then.
My flip flop strapped.
Oh, come on. This was a nice moment. It sounded like you were sipping on water bottles.
Just the littlest things. I'm not even talking
about. But that's fine. It's about
the
being
grosser,
grateful.
Like gross career entertainment things. I'm talking about like just basic things.
Oh, same. I'm very grateful that I have my own apartment and that I can afford to live there.
Yeah, just little nice things and that I never imagined for myself and then would just be like, oh, that's only... No, everything's... It's all kind of achievable.
Totally. There's no reason to
doubt
yourself.
So it's like, if that, then what? If you thought even bigger.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you can, you move to LA, you have your own apartment, what else can you do?
I know.
Anything.
I wasted a lot of time thinking, no.
Yeah, same.
No. So, yeah.
Yeah, say yes.
This person who's saying, yeah, I agree with you, is so young and has
her whole life ahead of her.
Yeah, but you can
I used to think I was never going to move out because I dropped out of college. Not just college, community college.
It seems...
And I worked at a shitty retail job. And all I did was work and go home, work and go home.
I didn't
hang out with any friends. Didn't do anything. So I never thought I would move to L.A. Now I moved to L.A. and I have my own place. See?
And it's a cool job and lots of friends.
Yeah, exactly.
From all of her Twitter action.
Oh, fuck off.
And you have just friends everywhere.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
A friend magnet. For your birthday there, you had friends everywhere.
Yeah, I'm a friend magnet. Yeah. I did not have friends. I just didn't hang out with them because I was too depressed. See, it doesn't matter age. It just matters your brain.
I think that that's a growing thing. That's a growing pain.
Totally.
I
think it's part of it.
Yeah. Because when you have to take control, when you're not... on, like, your high school or your college schedule,
mm-hmm.
and all of your activities are determined.
If you don't have a schedule, then you're really lost.
You have to be like, where's my social, you gotta find.
Exactly.
You gotta
and
find
both,
your place.
We've all done that here.
Yeah.
Because it's hard.
I mean, I did it in Boston first. I'm from Boston. I found that in Boston.
See? You did it for yourself and you're doing
it in
LA.
What made you come to LA?
I thought I outgrew Boston.
You did
outgrew Boston.
Yeah, exactly.
When I was younger, I had delusions of grandeur. And I thought I had outgrown Boston. And I
But why do you say, like, it's not like, you shouldn't feel that way?
Because
clearly you did, though.
Think big.
Think right now, in the moment.
No, it wasn't about big thinking. It was more about it's uglier, like, entitlement.
Like an ego.
It was more ego.
Yeah,
and
but I think it still led you to the right place.
Yeah.
And you would have outgrown it anyways.
I think you have to have a little bit of that when you're starting out.
Yeah.
But I was like, when I got to LA, I was like, I don't know if you know who I am. Like, that kind of thing. Like,
that's so great.
I'm from Boston, and I'm kind of a big deal.
Wow.
I mean, you know, everybody knows me.
I think that's wonderful.
That was kind of so nice.
No, that's so funny.
Bad news.
Yeah.
Bad news. You... It's not a good way to start for sure.
Yeah.
But I think it both helped you come to LA, where you're meant to be at least right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta...
And I love LA.
Yeah.
You gotta be here. I don't know. I think I do love it. I don't know if I love it. I don't have that same...
What? You always say that you love waking up and being in your apartment and in your favorite part of LA.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it's fine if you don't like it. I don't think everyone has to like it 100% of the time. I mean, I do. But I think it's good
to get
out.
I do like it. I just am, I don't know.
Maybe you're getting sick of it.
No, I'm not sick of it. I don't know how to say it. I guess maybe I'm not appreciating it as much anymore.
Yeah, maybe you need to go home. When I went back to Rhode Island.
Oh, yeah, that'll help you.
I wasn't like getting me back to LA in any way. But once I got here, I was just like, oh,
thank God you live here.
Yeah, and while I was in Rhode Island, I was like, I could never live here.
Yeah, maybe you have to do that.
When I came back, I just appreciated everything so much more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. I've had that kind of reset. Because it's nice to get back to that. Mm-hmm. I mean, Boston's so beautiful, and I love all the people there, but yuck.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And then maybe I'm like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Arizona next week.
Oh, Arizona fucking sucks, so you're going to reset. It's hot as shit there, and they're racist as hell.
I think it's going to be fun where we're going.
I think what you're doing is going to be fun, but to live there would suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're
going to have fun no matter what, but because you're not there all the time.
No.
And you don't live there.
It's a little bit more. It's a little bit of
it's like a vacation.
It's a little bit of a vacation. Exactly. Yeah. We're sneaking a vacation.
You're going to go to the Grand Canyon?
We're going to go to the Grand Canyon.
Nice. She's going for a festival.
It's a comedy festival. At the Grand Canyon. Wait, what days? Maybe you can promote it on the pod.
Oh, yeah. I'm at the Big Pine Comedy Festival in Flagstaff, Arizona.
Big Pine.
She's making a...
Big Pine is what we call our strap-ons.
A gesture. You have to explain what you're doing.
I know, but she said that's what we call our strap-ons.
Yeah, but so, also I think it's funny that Jackie does a lot of things that are visual. It's fine.
No rules apply.
I said I didn't want to do the podcast because I thought I would be a terrible guest.
Please, we're terrible hosts.
We love Dan Davidson.
So,
what's the
Big
festival?
Yeah, the Big
Plus
Pine.
Plus Brian Cook demanded.
The Big... He was going to stop. He was going to stop listening. He was going to boycott.
Yeah. Yes. He had a sign outside Jackie's
I think if you get me on, I mean, I think you're going to, I think Heather Thompson is higher on his,
really?
His favorite. Yeah.
No, definitely not according to what we got.
I think Sean Patton, Heather Thompson. I can, there's definitely, there's a whole group that's like.
Jen, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. He requested you to us.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, directly.
He knew that you might have an in with me.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, hey, if you can. And
no,
it's
but
nice he's
also said you're his favorite.
Yeah. Anyways, what's the festival in Arizona?
Oh, Big Pine.
Is he going?
What's the date?
He's not going, but everybody's favorite.
You guys met at
Everybody's favorite is Dave Waite. Dave Waite will be at the... dates are 4th and 14th. And I have... On the 15th, I'm at two different places. Oh, I should really
congrats.
Get my dates. And Saturday, I also have a show on Saturday. So, 14th, 15th, and 16th.
Perfect. I think this lands on the 12th. So, get that promo.
Oh, yeah. So, I'll be there. All listeners that are... So, if you're still listening after Tracy said Arizona sucks...
Yeah, Arizona sucks. Go to this festival to get distracted by how Arizona sucks. I think if you live in Arizona, you know it fucking sucks.
My favorite thing in Arizona is the tree bark. A lot of them are green. It's not just the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the leaves. The trunk is green.
You mean in north? Where? What part of Arizona?
Not Phoenix.
Northern Arizona.
Yeah.
Where the Ponderosa is.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going.
Yeah.
Take a photo of the green tree.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in like a cartoon, like a Dr. Seuss thing. With green
trees.
And I'm not talking about a cactus. Like, it's the bark the tree. Is green.
What kind of trees? You're talking about big pine trees. Like
they're not pine trees, no.
Trees.
They're just like regular trees.
Take a photo when
what
you go.
What part of Arizona are you talking about?
I was in Phoenix and I couldn't get over the trees. I loved
them. Phoenix.
You just said it wasn't Phoenix.
Oh. I meant to say it was Phoenix.
Oh, okay. Said, because you said something else and you're like, that's where I'm going. And you're like, yeah.
Phoenix.
So I'm going Phoenix. It's a little bit more woodsy up there.
But there might be green bark trees.
There might be. I'll look for them.
Yeah, look.
And I'll send you a picture.
Jen, when did you know you were funny?
Oh, I know. I always knew I was funny.
Like when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Was there any significant moment?
I thought I was hysterical.
Yeah. You are hysterical,
though. Oh, thanks. I don't know. You know what really spoke to me? Sesame Street. There was a brand of funny. Like, Sesame Street was
God, the
funny.
Phone.
I mean, so much. Yeah. So much of that just killed me. The and I just started adopting that. And at first I was just like an annoying child.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my family had hopes of me being an entertainer.
Uh-huh.
But they imagined like a singer or a dancer something.
That?
Yeah, I sang all the time. And or something with a little bit more restraint. You know.
Yeah.
Not something as wild as a comedian.
Not something as ridiculous and stupid as a comedian.
But you're still entertaining and you're very funny.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. When did you first find out that I was funny?
Oh. Oh. When,
make it about me.
Talk about when you and Jackie
segments. When we did Great Gardens of
segments
remake.
From Great Gardens. I think that was the first time you did our show.
I think so too.
And then we convinced you to do jokes and stuff. But
yeah.
That
was the scariest thing I've ever done.
Really?
What? Oh my god. How is that scary?
Because we didn't plan it. If you know this one at all, she's like, let's just do it. And I'm like, no, I want to write stuff down.
But you know what you're doing.
We wrote down a little bit.
We wrote down an hour before. I don't like that. That's what I'm saying. Like, I had a lot of anxiety.
Well,
yeah.
It
was
fun, though. Didn't it feel good?
Oh, yeah,
good
it was
after?
Great. Yeah, it was fun, and
it's
it was
so
fun
funny.
Dressing
we,
up.
We've done a lot of stuff where it takes a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
We, for 2 years in a row, after every Christmas, we go see Star Wars.
Yes, and we're doing it again because there's another one coming out.
And when we leave, we go to a random house, and we sing Christmas carols.
And we just go to one house, and we ring it, and then we go... and just belt out a song. And we don't even finish it because we forget the words. And they love it. They all love it, though.
But last time was my favorite because I was like almost too nervous to ring the bell. And you, I remember watching your hand ring the bell. I was like, yes!
And we did it.
But you feel so great after.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
It's so silly, but you're so scared in the moment.
It's so
fun.
But
the Grey Gardens thing that we did was very scary to me because I don't like going unprepared.
I see.
That's why it was scary. But in the moment, it was fun, and mm-hmm. I had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah.
And it's on my Vimeo account, but it's private.
Oh, you videotaped it.
Yeah, we made our friend Tom do it.
Oh, my God. That's fun. Yeah, that
isn't
was
it?
Great.
It's on our...
oh, yeah, I think it's on the blog.
It's on our Zap blog,
yeah.
Too.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
No, that was the first, time. I was like, oh, thank God this girl is free. And just, like...
You thought I let loose.
Yeah.
That's great, because I had a lot of anxiety back then.
No.
I don't have any now, so I could do it now.
You don't have any?
No. I mean, when I get it,
yeah.
I stop myself and I go, Tracy, remember you have no fears? And then I just do it.
Yeah.
But it's great. It's a lot to take in, but I have to catch myself.
Sometimes you get punished by having no fear, but Jackie knows, I like to do things unprepared.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
I like
that.
To just
you
wing
two
it.
Like that. I don't like to
no,
wing
she
it.
Doesn't like it. I like to wing it.
No, she wings it all the time. Are you kidding me?
She does not like it.
Whoa.
I'm telling you.
First fight. Okay,
I like to bullet point.
Yeah,
and
bullet
then,
point is fine, but I mean, I'm talking about like the Grey Gardens thing. You were just like, I was like, are we going to rehearse this? And you were like, yeah. And then it was like an hour before when we were like, oh, this is what we're going to talk about.
And we bullet pointed it.
Yeah, but like an hour before. And it was like a 15-minute long thing.
I'm going to be in a short...
Uh-huh. In 15 minutes.
It seemed very long.
I think it was five.
I think it was five. I'm going to get a short someday, and I don't have my lines memorized.
See? Like oh, that.
Duh. Well, when there are lines to learn, yeah, maybe.
You should actually.
But I did memorize the lines for the audition.
So you can still use those.
If I would have known that, we wouldn't have done this.
But I don't think I memorized. I think I read them, to be honest. I'll be fine.
Do you know a good way to memorize lines?
How?
Tape them and your cues and listen to them.
Ooh. Okay.
To, in your car or when you're working out down in your gym. And
okay.
She only takes a shit in the gym. There's a bathroom down there. That's where I'm going to go.
At least you're using it. At least you're utilizing it.
Wait, was the first time you thought Jackie was funny?
Oh, when I first, she hosted a show and I saw her and I thought
what
she was
What show
funny.
Was it, do you remember?
It was at this place in Times Square.
Times Square? Wild.
Wow.
Wasn't it?
Wow.
You and Dan Curry? It was.
Oh, yeah.
It was in Times, it was like
it was,
Midtown.
It was.
It had a red curtain and everything.
Dylan's.
Yeah, it was not. They weren't fooling around. These were big time New Yorkers.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh boy, I'm out of my.
I had a show in New York.
Ooh.
Dylan's.
I was out of my element, and
yeah.
She was all business too.
Yeah,
she was. You were all business.
Yeah, you weren't. Yeah, no. Uh-huh. I thought she was like strict, like
Jackie Primrose Monahan,
like,
strict,
like oh God, like who does she? Sometimes you remind me of what's her face on Law and Order SVU.
Mariska
Hargitay. I thought she was like
Mariska
Hargitay,
so
like someone like
That's
really
not you at all.
Dry and serious. Yeah, and I
wow.
knew she was funny and she
I love
hosted.
That show. It's comforting.
And I was like, Dan's really lucky. He's got this, you know, all business, funny lady running the show.
I don't even know
what
you're describing right
so
now.
Funny.
That's
so
funny.
I was like, yeah, she runs a tight ship. Oh, she's a lesbian. Oh gosh, yeah.
I can see that. Okay, that's different then.
That's so funny. I get it.
Free stereotype.
And then I did another show, and I think you guys came, and then you were like this soft, like.
Oh, so in the show, she was like her own show. She's like
she
strict
was,
and
was
very
distracted
like,
and
right.
like working.
But when she saw
and,
you.
And then she came to a show for fun,
member.
And as an audience member, she was like
herself.
Herself and warm and effusive and like uh-huh. yeah, it was maybe that's when the friendship.
I remember then the show was at Queens.
Oh, that little bar that it was a beer garden.
Yeah,
in the story.
Yeah.
The only beer garden.
And
in
you
the
did
city.
Your fan joke, and I loved it.
Was the fan joke even finished then?
I don't know.
I don't even
I
think
it
was.
So you both lived in New York at the same time?
No. She was visiting.
You were just visiting?
Yeah. I was coming in from L.A. and I was like, oh, New York, the big time.
Yes.
I was just visiting from L.A.
Nice.
I was like, oh, New York.
You want to ask the next question?
Okay. If you got $1 million right now, what frivolous thing would you buy?
She said frivolous. Okay, go.
Frivolous.
It's a hard word to say.
Oh, if I got $1 million?
Yeah,
yeah,
right this second, and you had to buy one frivolous thing.
Well, what'd it be? Keep saying frivolous.
Frivolous. Frivolous. Frivolous.
One more time, and then answer.
Frivolous.
Okay, go.
Oh, I guess it would be, like, a Volkswagen camper van.
Oh, okay. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
I have no
awesome.
Clue.
I would get the nicest and the best working, most reliable vintage camper.
They need to make those again.
I know. I would get, and I wouldn't get an old one. I would get like a 2004 or 2002 Eurovan. The Eurovan.
When was it? They don't make them now, right?
They don't make them anymore.
But they stopped in 2002?
Yeah, like 2004 maybe. Do you remember the Eurovans? You still see them. They're like big blue or red or green. And they some of the tops pop
yeah.
up, and there's like a little table in the back,
no.
and you can and it
I like
just
the table in the
it's
back
like room. Everybody come, everybody get in, everybody in.
My ex wife had one when I met him.
A year,
one of the it was a green. She called it Sweet Pea.
Oh,
and she had a motorcycle.
That's cool.
Yeah,
What did you guys do with it?
We moved out of Rhode Island, so she sold it.
Oh my God! Where'd you drive? Did you drive far in it?
No. Yeah. Did you take a lot of concerts and stuff.
Oh, it's a lot like of tailgating, sex. Tailgating. You can have sex. Yeah,
strap-ons
that's right.
In the little it doubles table
as strap-ons on that table.
It doubles as a sex place. And
when the band's when rocking, doesn't don't come a knocking.
And you could tailgate. And stuff.
Lots of tailgating at the Great Woods.
Oh, Great Woods! Oh, really I saw the first Lollapalooza at Great
did
Woods.
Did you?
I did.
Oh,
were you there? You might have been in high school still.
I wasn't there. I remember this girl used to fight with me all the time, and she came up to me, and she was like, Lollapalooza, why didn't you go?
Wow, that sounds like a really bad 90s movie.
Lollapalooza.
How do you even react
to that? I thought you were the bully.
No,
she's not a bully.
I'm not a bully.
Please.
I remember you said you were mean.
I was mean to Tom once. I didn't bully him.
She probably still feels bad about it.
I still do.
Yeah, see?
I apologize constantly.
Yeah.
You didn't she's do that to anyone else.
Then,
it just dawned on you that
but
one
then
day.
Then I bullied the bullies that bullied
yes,
Tom.
Yes.
I made more than made up for it.
Yeah.
Did I bully anybody after that? I might have read someone's diary or something.
That's not bullying.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
a bully.
No bully.
She's not a bully.
I'm not a bully.
Yeah.
I love people. I've always loved people.
She's, if anything, too friendly.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, we gotta go.
Yeah.
Jan, are you the friend mom in your friends group? Like, do you take care of your friends?
No. I'm a taker.
Or you're the one that's
taken
care of.
Yeah.
I feel like it depends on the friend. Like,
it's
if I'm
like,
hanging out with certain people,
oh,
I gotta
right.
take care of them and make sure, hey, we gotta go home.
Yeah.
Pointing to Jackie Monahan.
I'm a child.
But some of my other friends, they have to take care of me.
I don't...
I feel like you go back and forth a little bit.
I do.
Yeah.
But mostly people take care of you.
Yeah. Like, the deal, it's like our friend Julie
uh-huh.
will say, come over tonight. I'll make pizza. Like, come over tonight. I'll feed you.
Right.
Come over
right.
tonight.
So then
you
it's
know, like it's like, yeah, or... I want to come over. I'll bring wine. Like, it's like everybody's take. I don't. Yeah, I do. I should do more hostessing and being
you know, this is
gracious.
You do that. I'm just wondering because a
I
friend asked me that.
I should be a better friend and more gracious. But I do.
You are a good friend.
But I think people are more. Yeah, and I'm like, can you pick me up? Or
yeah. But I think people like you and want to help you. Duh.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Everybody loves
yeah.
you.
That is actually very true.
Everybody loves Jan Davidson.
Ba-da-ba. Want to ask our final question?
Oh, then we're all... Okay, wow.
Okay.
You came up with it, remember?
Yeah. Okay.
It's
what's that word?
How.
How
there's
do
less
you turn a negative into a positive?
AKA,
oh.
How do you
zap it?
I zap it every day, all the time.
Yeah, so what do
every
you do?
I just, it's all how you see it. I mean.
The silver lining?
There's no silver line. It's just like, it's all fine. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. What's a good example of that?
Well, Jan said just something brilliant to me one time.
Okay.
Somebody said to her, when our ship comes in, and she was like, our ship is here. Let's decorate it.
Mm-hmm.
And
whoa.
That's kind of what...
I love that.
Isn't that great?
That's really great.
Our
ship
yes.
is here.
Our ship's in.
Yeah.
Our ship is here. That's the now.
Don't
yeah.
miss
being
don't,
in the
it's
now.
Boarding.
Yeah.
Don't miss it.
Yeah.
We're too distracted waiting when it's already
yeah,
here.
Yeah, and thinking
yeah.
it's going to be... Oh, yes. Which is why Jackie and I disagree about the business of optimism.
Yes, I actually forgot when I first started hanging out with you guys that Jackie would be like so mad at you. And I think your friend Julie, because they thought one way and you thought another way.
Yeah.
But I think it's still on the same theme of like just being happy and positive.
That's right.
Like,
just happy and positivity.
The same thing.
You're right. But the business of optimism, there's a lot, although Jackie and Julie aren't that bad, but there are a lot of people involved in it. That are searching for something so desperately.
Right.
They need something. There's so much need there.
That's different,
and
though.
It's like, you're fine.
Yeah.
look around.
Yeah. Look inside yourself.
Yeah,
first.
They're looking to somebody else for an answer when they have the
answer.
Yeah,
that's different.
It's
yeah.
like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. You had it all the time.
Yeah, you've had it the whole time.
You had
the
power.
Calls coming from inside your vagina. It's there. It's there. Answer it. Yeah, I think that's great though.
Yeah.
Because it's true. We have to live in the now. You can't control what's going to happen or what has already happened.
Yeah, there's always a pro.
Yeah, always a pro.
Yeah.
I think that's great. Jan, where can the internet find you on the internet?
Oh, well, I'm...
Pinterest.
Oh, yes.
You can definitely
promote your Pinterest.
Please, follow me on Pinterest. I have... I have a mad fat that's a pH fat board that I like to call dipping stuff in paint.
It is
my hottest board.
Yeah, I believe that.
It is not the board that people like and pin most,
but it's
or follow
your
most. But I'm pretty proud of my dipping stuff in paint board, which I haven't been working on as much.
I mean, that's amazing. I'm so better from your Pinterest.
Dipping stuff in paintball. I have a Brussels sprout board.
She wishes Jackie made me Brussels sprouts and I have to shit my ass.
But
go
you
on.
Can Instagram or
Instagram and Twitter.
Vimeo Jan Davidson. Vimeo. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, Vimeo.com/Jan Davidson.
Look it up, baby.
And then, you know, I'm on the FB, and I got room for friends.
You got
I'm
room
not,
for friends on Facebook? People can add you?
People can add me. Okay. I'm like one of those people that you can
add. Same.
Because I spend a lot of time unfollowing and unfriending people.
Oh, nice.
Unfollowing. I do. I go on sprees when I start.
I think it gets a thing
room.
Deleting people.
I don't do that much deleting, but I unfollow
unfollowing's fine because they don't know you unfollow them.
Yeah, and I don't do it with any malice. I'm just like, who's that? Why am I looking at this?
Good for you.
Unfollow, yeah.
Don't look at any
Snapchat. If it's not apartment therapy,
I'm not looking at it.
I'm not on Snapchat. I only look at Snapchat to see Jackie's bizarre snaps of
me. She did a snap of us today.
And I'm on Instagram. Jan Davidson is okay. The word okay is spelled out. Jan
okay.
Davidson is okay.
Is okay.
And Miss Jan Davidson on Twitter.
Yes.
I have a lot of good tweets that nobody likes.
That is not true. Everyone likes them.
Everyone likes
no,
your tweets.
No, everybody. There's like
not
three
enough
likes.
For you.
Three likes? That's not a good... No, I'm not...
Everybody like Jan Davidson on Twitter.
But my Pinterest.
Follow her on Twitter.
But
follow
Pinterest.
Her on Instagram.
But my Pinterest.
And
though.
If you're going to get anything out of this episode of their podcast, follow Jan Davidson's Pinterest.
And answer the phone in your vagina.
Yeah. Answer it. It's ringing. Okay, bye. We love you.
Okay, bye.
Jan.